The Ulster Senior League will make a return to playing winter football next season. A ballot was overwhelmingly 12 votes to 3 in favour of returning to an August-May season. That will follow an interim campaign from January to May next. Three clubs, Derry City, Finn Harps and Swilly Rovers, voted against the proposal tabled by the league executive. That seven-man committee plus the remaining five clubs voted in favour of returning to the winter term. 125 players left the USL to transfer to junior teams towards the end of the last season, and only two clubs, Cockhill Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers, have entered the Intermediate Cup this year. The USL has been reduced to just 8 participants, and the summer season has been prohibitive for new teams. But the makeup of the league going forward remains to be seen. Representatives from Derry City and Finn Harps said last night that they would now review their participation as the USL will be out of sync with the League of Ireland. Meanwhile, Drumkeen United's Tom Bonner raised real fears that his club may not be able to compete at all, given that they had recently lost 23 players. And that call was echoed by Michael Deeney, the Fannin United manager. But on the back of a proposal from the Treasurer, Donal Coyle, which was seconded by Bonagie United's Gerard McGuinness, the motion was backed by the necessary two-thirds majority, meaning an end to a radical experiment which was brought about by the casting vote of then-chairman Eamon McConaghy in 2007, a move that has lasted 8 seasons. Chris McNulty for Highland Radio Sport.